Hi again, listeners. This is Andy Hanasek, Editor-in-Chief of the National Provisioner, and in today's episode, or today's podcast, I'm sitting down with Julie Ackerman, Senior Director of PR and Communications for PMMI, and it's getting to be about that time of year. PAC Expo is coming, so we wanted to give a quick preview of PAC Expo, what new attendees should look for, what returning attendees should also look for, and give you some information on the show in general. So, Julie, thanks for joining me today to inform our listeners about PAC Expo this year in Vegas.
Thanks so much for having me, Andy. This is exciting.
So, let's jump right in. What are the new highlights that returning attendees should be looking for this year? Things that maybe they didn't see last year, and you really want to emphasize to those coming back this year to PAC Expo September. What is it? September 23rd.
September 23rd, we open. That's right.
25th. So
25th, correct.
Yeah. So what should we look for if we're returning attendees?
You know, Andy, it's a great year for a returning attendee, even folks who have been coming to the show for a number of years. We have so many new show features that we're really excited to share. So we're looking at over 723,000 net square feet, which, of course, is a record year for us. We have over 1,700 exhibitors, 1,778 to be exact. So lots of great new innovations and technology being showed on the show floor, and we're expecting over 26,000 attendees to be at the show. So we've got a lot of new stuff going on. And the biggest thing I think returning attendees will be noticing is that we have moved all of the education on the show floor. And that was definitely a strategic decision on PMMI and PAC Expo's part. We went out to attendees through a Voice of the Attendee study just a few months ago, and the biggest message that we got from that study and from that in-depth survey was that folks really do appreciate the education at PAC Expo, but what they really don't appreciate is the time away from the show floor. Obviously, folks want to spend as much time on the show floor as possible. So what we've done is we've gone ahead and moved all of that education, all of those great opportunities for folks to learn onto the show floor. And just some examples of that, you know, the innovation stage is returning to Las Vegas this year. But what will be a little bit different from what folks may be used to is we won't just have one location, we'll actually have three now. And again, that is because we're adding so much education right on the show floor. So folks should look for the three innovation stages, and there's a detailed schedule on PACExpo.com so they can plan ahead of time and see what sessions we're offering. Some additional education that we're adding to the show floor. This is a new feature, brand new this year to PAC Expo Las Vegas. It's called the Center for Trends and Technology, also referred to as CTT. And that is a booth that's sponsored by Rockwell Automation and its partner network program. It'll be located in the Central Hall. And this is where attendees can go and just explore new and emerging technologies that can help them achieve production goals. For instance, increasing speed, improving asset utilization, and managing risk. And they're going to have these really cool interactive displays where attendees can explore, you know, critical technology trends like line integration, security, wireless configuration and diagnostics, as well as things like mobile solutions, virtual support, and machine and personnel safety. So these are just a few things that they'll see at this CTT booth. And then also happening in the CTT booth will be some more free education sessions. There'll be presentations from companies like Cisco. Microsoft is also presenting, Motorola Solutions, Spectrum, and that's just to name a few of those companies that will be presenting at the CTT. So attendees should definitely look for that, and again, that's going to be located in the Central Hall. And then they'll see some things that they'll recognize from years past. We've got the Food Safety Summit Resource Center returning again this year. Obviously, food safety is still very top of mind with a lot of folks with the Food Safety Modernization Act, so they can go to the Food Safety Summit Resource Center and get a lot of resources on that. We have the Reusables Learning Center on the show floor as well. And then just kind of to help attendees navigate PAC Expo, we've added a second PAC Expo Resource Center, so they should look for that to kind of find subject matter experts to just it's helped them better navigate the show. And then finally, the last thing I want to talk about with respect to new programs that are taking place at PEC Expo, we are introducing something called the SMB Fast Track Program. So, Andy, this came out of us just coming to the realization that we have upwards of 60% of our PEC Expo attendees that come from small to mid-sized businesses. And that's a huge percentage of our attendees. So we wanted to make sure that we were taking care of those folks. And essentially what we're doing is we're providing some additional resources to personnel from small to mid-sized companies coming to the show that may not have the same resources, the same arms and legs of some of these bigger companies that perhaps send a team of people to kind of cover a very large show floor. And we want to make sure that we're helping those folks that perhaps don't have all those arms and legs to help better navigate a very, like I said, a very large show floor. So we're providing some resources for them. We currently right now have about 450 attendees that are identified as small to mid-size business folks. And those individuals will get a few benefits, including an electronic show floor navigator. And that navigator will identify exhibitors who have told us that they are offering special incentives to the small to mid-size businesses. And those incentives could range anywhere from financing to additional support and just a variety of ways that they're willing to help these small to mid-size businesses do better business. So the show floor, the navigator that we'll be providing for these SMB attendees will identify those exhibitors. And then they'll also have access to a lounge on the show floor. It'll give them an opportunity to kind of rest their feet and recharge their electronic devices, and also we'll be having some of the PEC Expo product locator kiosks right there in the lounge as well so that they can kind of further plan their show. The lounge for the SMB Fast Track participants will also include an education element. We have the Small Business Administration coming in, and they're going to be doing some SCORE presentations. And for those of you who aren't familiar with SCORE, it's an association of business counselors trained to advise and mentor entrepreneurs and small business owners. So we're really looking forward to the SBA presence there, and they're hopefully going to give some great information and great resources for those small to mid-sized business folks. So we're really excited about the new features. Obviously, there's a lot. I've gone on for a while there, but there's a lot to see even for folks who have been coming to PEC Expo year after year.
Yeah, and that's great that the SMB Fast Track, you know, we definitely on our magazine and our brand, we understand the different challenges that they face and with our independent processor magazine. So I think that's a great idea, and that's definitely something that that I'll look forward to checking out when I'm there, and you know, seeing how those small to mid-sized business folks are appreciating it and using
great.
It. So
yeah, it's going to be a great effort, I think.
So in terms of, you know, anytime you go to a trade show, you always want to maximize your time, maximize your visit, no matter how long you're going to be at the show. And I guess for new attendees and even some of the returning attendees, what would you suggest to them in terms of maximizing their visit to Vegas for PAC Expo?
Sure. Yeah, it's a big, big show, and certainly there's a lot of area to cover. And so for new attendees, the best piece of advice I could give them would be to most definitely to visit mypacexpo.com ahead of time. And if registrants who are new to the show haven't done so yet, they should definitely go to mypacexpo.com, get their profile set up, and on that site, there's so many resources that they can take advantage of before they even arrive in Vegas. They can, you know, get suggestions of suppliers and professional peers who are there and sharing their interests. They can connect with exhibitors and also fellow attendees before the show, obviously connect with them during the show and even stay in touch with them after. On mypacexpo.com, they can schedule appointments with exhibitors, and really just it's a place where they can plan their entire show experience. So if new attendees haven't done so yet, I would totally encourage them to do that first and foremost before even leaving for the show. And then if I could take a moment to kind of explain to new attendees about the PAC Expo customer-centric approach. This is a somewhat new approach that we have taken for the show over the last couple of years. This will be the third year that we have gone with this customer-centric approach. And what it is we learned several years back that, you know, so many folks in this industry, they don't really identify themselves as being packaging professionals. They identify themselves as either being in the food and beverage industry or the pharmaceutical industry or, you know, the candy industry. So understanding that, we wanted to make sure that they understood that this show had something for everyone. And so now we're providing resources that help those folks in those vertical markets to kind of plan and organize their show experience based on what would be of interest to them specifically. So a couple of things we have returning back, or I should say a few things we have returning to Las Vegas. The processing zone is back, so that's for processing technologies to be displayed. The brand zone is returning as well. We have the confectionery pavilion, and as well as the confectionery pavilion, in conjunction with that is the candy bar lounge, and that lounge is endorsed by the National Confectioners Association, so they'll have some subject matter experts in the lounge to help attendees with any questions that they may have. Along those same lines, we have the pharmaceutical pavilion, as well as the RX lounge. Again, that will be endorsed by the International Society of Pharmaceutical Engineering, ISPE, and they, again, will be our subject matter experts in the lounge to answer any questions for folks in the pharma industry. Same goes for the baking and snack folks. We have a baking and snack break lounge, and that's going to be endorsed by the Snack Food Association. And then new to Las Vegas, it's not the first year we've had it. We had the beverage cooler back in Chicago last year, but it's new to Las Vegas. The beverage cooler, of course, is for the folks in the beverage industry, and that is endorsed by the International Society of Beverage Technologists, ISBT. So they'll be on hand to offer any insight for those folks in the beverage industry. So for new attendees, I'd also recommend that they look every day, every morning, for their Today at Tech Expo emails. And those emails also are broken down by vertical market categories. So the email that they get on their phone that morning will speak specifically to highlights for the show that day that speak directly to their vertical market. So that's something they should look for every morning. And then once they're on the show floor, definitely be sure to pick up a copy of the show daily. It's another place so they'll see highlights of what to expect that day at the show. And then also be sure to visit the PAC Expo Resource Center. As I mentioned earlier, we've added a second location this year. We just want to make sure that, you know, everybody has an opportunity to come through the Resource Center. We have subject matter experts there, PAC Expo veterans, that could certainly help attendees find specific solutions that they're looking for. So there's so many resources for first-time attendees. I definitely encourage folks to take advantage and be sure to visit that mypacexpo.com.
Perfect. That's a great place to start. So we covered a lot of material here. Is there anything additionally that you wanted to pass on to the listeners about the show or the events around it this year out in Vegas?
Yeah, I'll just mention just a couple more things, and I'll be brief, but we've got a really exciting new event that we're introducing this year. It's called PAC Gives Back, and the feature entertainer, which we're super excited about, is going to be Kenny Loggins. It'll be a big reception hosted on Monday night, the 23rd, and Kenny Loggins is going to perform for us. But the really super exciting thing above and beyond having Kenny Loggins performing is we are raising money for an absolutely outstanding organization called Canines for Warriors. And this is an organization headquartered out of Florida. We had an opportunity, some of the PMMI members visited their facility down in Florida back in April. And essentially what they do is they train canines for soldiers and military personnel coming back from war who perhaps are suffering from post-traumatic stress, and these service dogs help them navigate daily life. Mm-hmm. And it's just an awesome, awesome organization. We were so impressed by them. We wanted to raise this money. So if you are registered for PAC Expo and you haven't done so yet, you can go on PACExpo.com. The ticket to attend PAC Gives Back is $25. 100% of the ticket proceeds go back to Canine for Warriors. So it's a great organization, it's a great cause, and you'll have a lot of fun at the reception with some terrific entertainment. So folks should definitely take advantage of that opportunity. And again, that's going to be the evening of the opening day of the show.
That's awesome.
So, that's, yeah, that's, we're excited about
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So, and then just finally, just I want to encourage everybody to kind of be part of the conversation. Follow us on Twitter. Our handle is at PAC Expo Show, and then our hashtag is PAC Expo. And of course, if you haven't already registered, and there's a lot to look at on that PACExpo.com website, but go ahead and visit www.PACExpo.com and register today.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Julie. And again, PACExpo.com, September 23rd to the 25th is PAC Expo. The PAC Gives Back area should be called the Danger Zone to fit into with all of your other zones. I think that would have been
a great
branding opportunity with Kenny Loggins. Anyway,
hey, it's not too late.
No, it's not. But I'm looking forward to seeing you there, Julie, and seeing all the listeners. Thanks so much for your time, and good
Thank
luck
you,
with a
Andy.
Great show.